Yeah, we went into this recruiting season with intentions of taking care of three spots first and foremost. Obviously, in every class, when you're signing 32 guys, you touch on almost every position. But we wanted to go heavy with O-line, D-line, and our secondary. Feel like we did a really nice job with that. Covered four different states with our recruiting class to do it. Our staff did an incredible job getting the right guys that fit Michigan Tech in every way, and going to be great additions in our locker room. But those three spots we needed to take care of in this class, just with the way that the locker room is shaped right now and where we're trying to increase our depth. So when this next class graduates in 24, these guys are going to be taking over those spots. So anyways, feel really good about our class. I know everybody says that same thing at this time of year, but we've got guys that fit who we are culturally, academically, athletically, overall really happy with the whole deal. We were able to get guys situated in recruiting areas this year, so we had some guys that were able to build relationships with high school coaches or whatever there. One of the things that I think is going to be noticeable on our signing day list is that we're bringing in four, potentially five guys from Arizona. So we are intentional with sending out a couple guys last spring to recruit out there with no D2 football in Arizona or in Southern California there. Obviously, they're willing to travel. So from last spring through signing day, we built some great relationships. We're able to get guys on flights with their families to see exactly what Michigan Tech is all about. Whether they're from the UP or Phoenix, Arizona, making sure that they're a fit here in every way and that we're a fit for their families is a crucial part of how we do our recruiting. So that is probably the most noticeably different thing that we did outside of wanting to hammer, the O-line, D-line, and corner part with this recruiting class. So that'll probably be the most noticeable thing for people when they're looking at our list. Yeah, so two of our coaches, one of them grew up in Arizona. The other one at his previous stop was doing the spring recruiting out there. So we had some guys with some familiarity of how things work in the spring out there. Arizona is a state that does do spring football for their high school. So there's showcases and workouts that are easily accessible for guys to get to recruit. So we kind of had a heads up on that. Those guys knew the lay of the land and where to go, where not to go. A way to make our week that we spent out there most efficient for our needs. So that part helped. Once you start building those relationships, it doesn't matter where it is, the families have to be bought into everything that Michigan Tech is and then ultimately get up here on a visit. Recruiting is getting different for everybody, but especially for us, we are not big in the portal. We do dabble in a little bit. We got a couple mid-year guys this year. For us, finding those pockets around the country where people value our education, are willing to travel, maybe willing to pay the out-of-state tuition costs that it is here. Finding those different places around the country are going to be something that we're going to work a little bit harder with this year. It won't just be Arizona. Talking with another guy that might be a post signing day commit that's from the Houston area. So, there's people all over the country that are willing to come to a unique location, experience unique academic rigors, and then obviously play in the best football conference in Division II. It's our job at that point to go find those people and get them to understand what Michigan Tech's all about. So we're working on that. We choose to approach the recruiting process as an information sharing deal. Every team in our league or anybody that's recruiting against Michigan Tech negatively recruits the location, the snow, how hard the school is, so on and so forth. So all of those things that others would look at as a negative, we embrace that. If you're coming to Michigan Tech, you got to be bought into it. On the weekends that we had guys up in December, there's no snow on the ground. It's raining. The sun's out. It's 45 degrees. We saw every bit of early fall spring weather in December, which we don't usually get. So we were intentional at that time of telling them that this is not how it usually is so that they know what they're getting themselves into. So all that stuff that you know, people would make comments like that about where this has got to be great for. We let them know. We're very upfront with that part of it. We do not hide how hard the school is. And, you know, for those teams that are recruiting against us outside of our league, we don't hide that part of it either. That challenge that we face on Saturdays, much like 6 months of 4 feet of snow, you got to be tough to go here. And if they're not embracing every part of that, then they're not a fit here. The UP kids we want to be able to take care of. The same way that we recruit Phoenix or Downstate Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, whatever it is, just because a kid is from the UP does not mean that he's a fit in our locker room. So, you know, if it's not a position of need, if they don't fit who we are from a culture standpoint in the locker room, if they don't want to battle our academics, just because they're from the UP does not mean we can go get them just so that our signing day class looks good in TV6's news deal or the Mining Gazette, whatever it might be. So we are intentional with that, with the UP guys, the same way we are with anybody else. You know, whether they're coming from Lake Linden, Iron Mountain, Kingsford, Escanaba, whatever it might be, they go through the same exact recruiting process as everybody else does, and we want to make sure that those guys are ultimately choosing Tech for the right reasons so that we can see them through graduation, not just, you know, get people around the UP excited about our signing day class. So they go through the same process everybody else does.